Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with DeleteMe. That's why I personally choose DeleteMe. DeleteMe is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using DeleteMe and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide DeleteMe with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have DeleteMe. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. DeleteMe is not just a one-time service. DeleteMe is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today I'm talking the best money apps that I'm loving right now.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so it seems like just about every day there are a handful of new apps on the market. Everything from budgeting your money to finding deals for travel to exchanging money with people. There's just a nonstop slew of money apps. And I love these apps. I think that
the apps have definitely helped bring like a whole new dimension to managing your money and, you know, to saving you money and all sorts of cool things that you really have at the palm of your hand. But I'm also a fan of kind of the old fashioned writing things down, using post-it notes, using envelopes, if that is your thing. So, you know, the money system that we use every month is we use apps, but then we also use our own kind of journal entry system. And that way I just make sure that nothing kind of goes unaccounted for, because when you're doing money as a couple, it's really easy for things to kind of slip through the cracks and for you to like look at the account one day and went, you spend money on what? Or, wait a minute, I didn't realize that we had money deducted for X, Y, and Z. And so it's just really easy for things to get out of control. And, you know, a lot of the apps for managing your money as a couple are great, but they're only great if like both people are actually using the app, which I find happens like less than 10% of the time. So usually what happens is one person's using the app, that person thinks the other person is using the app as well, when the other person is not using the app at all. And then it creates more and more friction. So if you're single, look, you don't even have to deal with these problems. You're probably laughing right now at the podcast thinking like, oh my God, why would I even want to get together with someone? Because managing money together is quite a interesting adventure. I'll call it that. You can check out the last podcast that was up on Monday to find all about, or was that last week? That was last week. See, the podcast run together. That was actually last week. We were talking about couples and money. So again, there are tons of apps all the time, and I do my best to really keep up with the apps, at least to give the apps a try to see whether I think it's worthy of being on your phone or not. And there are a lot of crappy apps out there. I'm sure you have ran into a few where maybe you've even paid for the app, and then you're like, wait a minute, this app sucks. And there are some apps that are definitely worthy the price, but there are a lot of apps that are free, which I think is a really great thing because, you know, it lets you use it as a tool, and maybe there's ads on the app or I don't know, whatever. But, you know, free apps are always kind of the best apps, especially to try them out. So I've got a few that I'm really, really loving right now. And like I said, like I am in kind of like a constant search to find what I think is kind of the best money snapshot app, because every money app, there's always something that I'm just not happy with it, you know, like, oh, it doesn't show me this, or it doesn't show me that, or it's too confusing. And so I see why people kind of give up on this whole managing your money on an app thing, because, you know, if it's like frustrating for me, I figure it's probably frustrating for you. So one of the best that I love right now is actually called Clarity Money. And I just started using this app last month, and I just think it's great because it gives you a whole snapshot of your bank accounts, of your savings accounts, of your credit cards, you know, different things that you put in there. And you can literally just keep scrolling, and it's going to show you actually kind of like a picture of your credit cards, and it's going to show you your payment that's due. It's going to show you the current interest rate, which is awesome because I'm always harping on people to know what the interest rate is on your credit cards, and we never seem to like actually want to do that exercise. So the brilliance of this app is that it just does it for you like magically. I was even shocked. I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. And then it shows you different categories that you're spending money on and how much you spent in that particular category last month. And, you know, that's great too, because I'm always talking about knowing your numbers. So while that doesn't kind of break down for you in the granular way of like, okay, we spent this on this particular restaurant or this amount going to the movies, it does give you a general sense of like how much you spent on entertainment and shopping and groceries and, you know, credit cards and all of those sorts of things. So you can get a feel for kind of like the norms that are happening in your spending every month. And then one of the cool things about Clarity Money is they actually now have a partnership or a deal. I don't even know what I want to call it, but with one of my other favorite apps called Acorns, which is an investing app, and they help you invest spare change, right? So little bits of money here and there, especially if you're new to investing, and they have different portfolios based off of your risk assessment, how risky you want to be. So it's a great way to kind of like mush two apps in one and kind of get a whole cohesive strategy. You can also, I've noticed through Clarity Money, you can also open savings accounts, lots of different things. One thing I will say is if you have a bank that isn't really mainstream, it may not actually flow into the Clarity Money app. But if you have a more mainstream bank, I would definitely give it a shot. It's a free app, like I said, but it's just a really good way to get a snapshot of what's going on. And one of our big expenditures every month is iTunes. Jeff is a music writer, and so we spend a lot of money actually on music. And so, you know, I was looking through there and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize we spent that much money on iTunes last year. So, you know, it's just a way for you to kind of keep track of things. So I really, really, really love that app because there's so many different things in one scroll. So you're not having to go to different screens. And I found in a lot of the apps, when you have to click and go to different screens, you forget to do that. So you're not even thinking about certain things. So really, really love that app. Love Acorns as well. My favorite budgeting app still is You Need a Budget. I just think that it's one of the easiest to use apps. I love that you can set goals in there, in their desktop version. And so you can set as many goals as you want. If you're saving for a wedding, if you're saving for buying a house, if you're saving just for something simple, like you want to go on a vacation or whatever it may be, you can set those goals in there and then you can keep tracking and you can allocate a certain amount of money each month to go towards that goal. And I love that because I think that really helps you stay on top of that goal. Because again, the only reason you're doing any of this is to just actually hit those goals. So I love You Need a Budget. I call it YNAB. That's kind of for short, because it just apparently takes up too much time to call it You Need a Budget. But anyway, they have a desktop version. They do have an app as well. It is a paid subscription. However, you can get a free trial period. And so I'll put those links in the show notes. And if you're interested in it, just click on over, give it a try. If you don't like it, cancel it, you know, before the time period's up. But it's one of the best desktop slash apps that I have found, and they keep getting better and better. And that's what I like about that. Now, again, I use a two system, I should say, to manage money. I use an app and an old fashioned write it down kind of version. And that way I really can stay on top of things. But look, if you're into like, hey, I just want to do like the most minimal amount of time as possible on my budget, You Need a Budget's great. Now, you're going to have to go through the tutorial videos just to get, you know, a little kind of up to speed. But I promise you, after that initial session, it should go super, super easy for you. All right. And one of my other favorite apps is Credit Karma. I've tried a lot of the different credit apps. And the reason I really love Credit Karma is they offer free credit monitoring and it's a free app. And so it used to be, even just like a few years ago, you had to actually pay to have your credit monitored. And I think, you know, all of these apps now are trying to get more and more robust.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important.
After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
So Credit Karma is definitely on the leading edge of that. It's simple. It's easy to see what's going on with your credit. It's easy to stay on top if any weird things start coming from your credit. I've said this before, like on many, many podcasts, but every time we travel out of the country, somebody decides to take one of our credit card numbers and charge or attempt to charge a whole bunch of stuff. And so I always use that app, especially when we come back to the United States, just to make sure that like nothing gets through the cracks. I am astonished every single time, no matter how much kind of like protection we have around our credit cards, that it's crazy. And it's always for places that we've not been. So they're taking their credit card numbers, and let's say we're in like France, they're using it in, you know, Germany or something weird like that. So it's never a problem to get it erased if you're using your credit card, but the app just helps you stay on top of it because I am just like you, and it's easy to get lazy and to not check your credit card statements every month for, you know, missed charges, or I should say excess charges, unless you see something like really funky happening. So a lot of times what happens is that when they're doing credit card theft is that they'll charge like small amounts on your credit card just to see like, is the bank going to notice? Is the credit card company going to notice? Are you going to notice? And so the best thing is just for you to notice what's going on and stay on top of that, because you don't want your credit score to tank like right before you're trying to buy a house or buy a car, rent an apartment, or just anything like that at all, right? Another one of my favorite apps, you probably use this a lot, is Venmo. Everybody's heard of Venmo now. If you've not heard of Venmo, it's an awesome way to transfer money back and forth between people who don't have the same bank account. So a lot of times I'll see, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or roommates who live together who don't have the same bank account. They'll transfer money through Venmo because they can't do it through their own bank account because they have separate bank accounts. And so Venmo is just awesome. Love Venmo a lot. Another one that I like is called Shopkick. And I'm not a huge fan of all of the shopping apps. I just think it takes so much time and it's hard for me to remember when I go in a particular store to use that app. I'm super upset because the Cartwheel app that Target had, they're apparently no longer having. And so that breaks my heart because we go to Target all the time. But nonetheless, I digress. I still love you, Target. You're still going to get a ton of my money this year. It's like you can do no wrong, right? I mean, can you ever break up with Target? I don't think so. So Shopkick is a cool app that lets you turn points for shopping. And it's like little dumb stuff. Like you walked into a store and you got a certain amount of points and all of these different things that you can do with Shopkick. You can exchange the points into gift cards. And I love it because it's just, again, it's like free money that you're getting for just using an app when you go out shopping. So the hardest thing with that app I found is just freaking remembering that I have the app and that I should do something with it. But when I'm diligent doing it, something with it, I do score some awesome points that I do turn into gift cards. So again, just free money. There's a bazillion of those types of apps out there. Like I said, if you're crazy and you want to go on a total binge and find all of those, they're out there and they're great if you have the time to do it. What I found is like most of us just don't have the time to use 40 different apps, right? And my last one is called Trim. I recently found out about Trim, and I like it as well because the problem is that we now have so many subscriptions to so many different things. And so, you know, it's like $5 here, $10 here, $7 here, you know, in just, you know, looking at it in a small way, it doesn't seem like a ton of money, right? But when you start adding all those subscriptions up every single month, it can really add up to a lot of money. And I think most of us just, we know the subscriptions that we use often, right? So like Netflix or Hulu or things like that, maybe even the gym. But a lot of times we have subscriptions that we signed up for that we just don't even remember we have. And so I used Trim, and I'm not kidding you, I found an extra $25 that we were spending in silly subscriptions that we don't even use anymore that I actually thought we'd canceled. And so again, it's not a big deal, but it's 25 bucks, and it's 25 bucks that I'd rather use some other way. So it's a great one to use at least for, you know, a month or so, just to figure out what subscriptions you got and trim away those extra subscriptions. Whew, that's a mouthful. So those are some of the apps that I'm loving right now. Like I said, I'm a huge fan. I'm actually really surprised how much a fan I am of Clarity Money. None of these apps are paying me any sort of money or any residual anything for recommending them. These are just apps that I have found and I think are super, super useful. Again, there's a bazillion of them out there. You may have one of your favorite apps. If you have an app that you love that's helping you save money or spend money better, shoot me an email. Let me know. I'd love to find out more about that app and find out why you love it so much and definitely talk about it on a podcast. As always, you can always follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And I will have links to all of these amazing apps in the show notes. And hey, do me a favor. If you love this podcast, not only share it with your friends, share it on social media, tag hashtag Millennial Money Podcast, and leave us a review in iTunes. We'd surely appreciate it.